Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Charlotte 49ers second-year coach Will Healy after taking the 49ers to their first bowl game in program history. Year two of the Healy era in Charlotte starts Saturday in Boone, North Carolina at Appalachian State. Of course, a team that went 13-1 a year ago, and Eli Drinkwitz is now the head coach at Mizzou, so a challenge right out of the gate. Will, how the heck are you on game week?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We cannot complain. Of course, you were supposed to have already had a game under your belt, and that game was supposed to be against Tennessee in Neyland Stadium. I know it's been a while since we've had you on. What was it like when you got the news that the SEC was going league only, which eliminated your opportunity of having a really cool experience of going to Knoxville?
Yeah, I was pretty fired up about that one. And to make it worse, you know, all my family's calling me on Saturday, like, this is the most beautiful day they'd had in Chattanooga in, you know, 10 years. And, man, what a perfect day to be in Neyland Stadium. And it would have been interesting, to be honest with you, with their results that they had over the last couple days, you know, if they would have been able to play the game, even if it was still scheduled. So maybe it was a blessing in disguise for everybody. But, that's a great game. That's a really – anytime we have an opportunity to put our football team and our program on that type of stage, it is huge. I mean, we're still trying to be relevant. We're still trying to make sure that people know we actually play football here and build our brand. But playing in Neyland Stadium as the opposing head coach would have been pretty fun for me too. Just, you know, obviously not growing up a Tennessee fan, but knowing enough of them I remember going to games as a young guy with Wes Hodges all the time and the Hodges family, and asking for Terry Fair and T. Martin's, you know, gloves or wristbands after the game was over with, and to be the head coach on the opposing sidelines would have been pretty cool. But it seems like that was like 3 years ago. I was the head coach out at practice with a head, you know, looking like I worked for AT&T with a headpiece in, and talking to other coaches, trying to find other games. And so fortunately we're back at 11. We were at 12 and then Old Dominion dropped out. Now we're back at 11 and open up on ESPN2 Saturday at 21 ranked App State. So lucky for us. And then go to number 13, North Carolina, the following week.
All right, and of course, like you touched on it, Jeremy Pruitt on Saturday announces that 44 of his players were out. Will, what's it been like with the 49ers? How many have you had to cancel any practices, or what kind of spikes have you had, or is everything kind of under control right now?
I mean, you know, now we're testing three times a week, so you're just kind of crossing your fingers, and it's gone very well up to this point, but I mean, literally every day it could change. And from what I've been told, it's kind of, once it gets in the building, it's hard to contain. So our guys have done a great job with it. We've had very few, and feel really good about the prospects of doing it and doing it safely. We got to stick with the plan and make sure we follow the protocol, mask on, 6 feet apart. Not with each other for longer than a 15-minute period. We've had very few team meetings. When we've had them outside in the pavilion with 6 feet of spacing. We're tripling the size of our meeting space. So we got guys meeting in hallways and weight rooms, and, you know, only 50% capacity in the locker room. And it's been nuts. You know, my team meeting is everybody taking a knee after practice. It's been hard to get some of the culture pieces and a really tight knit group like I would like during camp, just because we've had to keep them apart. But our guys have handled it really well, and we've had very good results thus far.
You know, Will, and it's happening all over. When you think about UNC, NC State, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, you're having these unbelievable, South Carolina, you're having these spikes with the student body.
Yeah.
Along those lines, when the students came back, are most of your guys taking online, or are you encouraging them to take on? I mean, it's the weirdest thing to do, to just tell a football team, hey, stay away from the general population, because, you know, they may be out partying and not trying to get something accomplished like play an entire football season like we are.
Yeah. So right now for us, we've been lucky. We don't start on campus classes until October the 1st.
Wow.
School actually started for us yesterday, and they are taking online until October 1st, and we're going to make another decision, you know, probably middle to end of September, whether we think the numbers are low enough in Mecklenburg County where we could bring students back. So right now we've been in as much of a bubble as you can possibly be. I think what you start traveling and you leave some guys behind. Are they doing the right things on the weekend? You start having some co-eds on campus and life gets a little bit more difficult with parties and some of those things. It's going to be interesting, especially when we get back on campus, but we've been able to keep it, in pretty much a bubble as of right now.
You're listening to Charlotte 49ers second-year coach Will Healy, whose team opens up this Saturday, a noon kick at Appalachian State. You're listening to Will here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
William, my man, I'm curious, what kind of discussions have y'all had about a threshold number? If we get two kids test positive, then we keep going forward. And I'm throwing numbers out there. What is the number y'all have thrown out that, okay, this is where, as you referenced, Jeremy Pruitt and them canceled a scrimmage on Saturday. This is the number that we've got to now redirect everything.
That's a great question. And to be honest with you, that's been a big topic of conversation with our conference. The only conference that I've seen come out with anything is the Big 12, and theirs was 53. Basically, you need one quarterback, two running backs, seven offensive linemen, and that's what they're considering, you know, can you play or not? I mean, basically an NFL roster. We have discussed it. We originally had talked about somewhere around 5%, you know, which is you got 128 guys on your roster. You're probably thinking six positive tests, and now you're concerned. But I don't know if that's been written in stone from a conference perspective yet. It seems like everybody's it's up to each institution.
All right. I got a couple of big picture questions, and you may not want to jump in with both feet on either one of them, but all the conversations around getting back to normal, this is a seismic shift for the future of college sports, yes or no?
I don't know when I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel for when you can move guys back and have 130 guys in a team meeting room and not have to worry about travel. You know, I mean, we're leaving later, we're eating, you know, we're doing meetings here, we're our non-travel groups lifting while our other groups meeting, you're keeping guys apart as much as possible. I don't know when that's going to end. I'm not preparing for it to end anytime soon. Wearing a mask at practice, you know, I know we're going to be on ESPN2 on Saturday. We've had a bunch of staff meetings about, look, the first thing somebody's looking for is for you to pull the mask down when you're talking to one of your players. So you've got to make sure that you're really good about that. I don't know when it's going back, or when it's safe to go back. You hope some of the things like just the basic elementary sanitation and hygiene stays the same. I mean, people should wash their hands but it's going to be really hard for me to live life 6 feet apart from everybody.
DNA. Yeah, no, you and I are on the same page with that. But the conversation, I think you just touched on a big political umbrella of this thing, whether you meant to or not. You're having meetings that the appearances of masks in this political confrontation and tug of war are every bit, in a lot of ways, as important as the actual mask itself.
The perception is extremely important right now. You have, when you are playing college football right now, you're one of 71 FBS institutions playing football. Everybody is trying to figure out a way on what you're why what you're doing is not safe. And so if you have your mask down and you're yelling at somebody, or you don't have guys 6 feet separated on the sidelines, or you're tackling somebody on a football field and there's blood, sweat, drool going all over everybody, everybody's going to tell you on why that's not safe. The thing I can tell you is we've practiced now for 5 weeks and tackled one another, and that's not where we've had positive cases.
Right.
You know what? It's but we got to make sure that everybody who's around this place knows that we're going to follow whatever protocol they give us to make sure that we can play safe.
All right. Now I'm going bigger picture underneath the mushroom cloud of the question I asked you earlier. As a guy who is the leader of a program and then the de facto, and I'm saying this, you're not saying this, because I know you're not your AD's boss, but you're the face of a non-Power 5 athletic department. How scared are you about all these conversations about the Power 5 breaking away and then that change and shift in the epicenter of college sports?
I mean, this is probably not a very politically correct thing to say, which y'all know me well enough to know. Like, why wouldn't you if you're them?
Right.
What direction has the NCAA given you over the last 6 months that makes you think you need their leadership? Like, they made their own decisions, and it was all people for themselves. Every conference made a different decision. You know, I loved all the autonomy five. We're going to stick together, and we're going to have this great plan. And all of a sudden, the Big Ten says, nope, we're going to do our own 10-game schedule. And here's our testing protocol, and here's what we're going to do. The first time I saw the Big Ten's testing protocol, what they put on the table, I was like, this ain't going to work. I mean, you're talking about a guy testing positive on the road and having to be quarantined at the opposing team's facility for 14 days.
Right.
And be cared for by the other team's training staff. Like, and then, you know, the SEC does their own thing, the ACC, and then the Mountain West. I mean, like, everybody's done their own thing. So if I'm the SEC, why do I need anybody else? If I'm the ACC, why do I need anybody else? You know, so I think this is a big step in that direction, whether I like it or not. It's kind of like, do I like the fact that in January everybody's going to be able to have a one-time transfer? I'm not saying I like it or I don't. I just know it's happening. So I better be prepared for it and use it to my advantage however I can. There's been talk of that since I was at Chattanooga. And I think we got a lot closer to it based on what's happened over the last 4 or 5 months.
You're listening to Will Healy, second-year football coach for the Charlotte 49ers, who open Saturday at Appalachian State, a game that can be seen at noon on ESPN2. We'll talk about that matchup, and is this kind of a flourishing rivalry in your opinion? I mean, it's kind of the same dynamic as what's down in Georgia. I mean, you got Georgia Southern that won a whole lot of national championships at the FCS level. You had Georgia State that kind of fast-tracked their way into the FBS. Charlotte kind of has risen on the fast track, whereas Appalachian State, just like Georgia Southern, has won a ton at the FCS before moving up.
I am a big believer, because whenever I got to Austin Peay, everybody talked about the Murray State-Austin Peay rivalry. And I'm like, we hadn't beat them in 8 years, so how do we call it a rivalry?
Right.
I'm sure it was like Georgia fans with me growing up where, like, dude, beat us a couple times and then talk about it being a rivalry, you know. We haven't beaten them, so it's a lot more of a rivalry to our fans than it probably is to theirs. Their rivalry is Georgia Southern. We got to beat them, in my opinion, for them to take us seriously. We're 21-point underdogs on Saturday, so obviously people don't expect that to happen again. They are really, really good. I mean, I personally think Scott Satterfield is probably one of the top 5 coaches in the country, 5 to 10 coaches in the country, and the roster he built there is insane. I mean, they've got speed, they got talent, they got senior quarterback, they got a bunch of wideouts, they got, you know, they have a junior running back leave and get drafted in the 3rd round, and then they replace him with 3 other dudes. So they have talent everywhere. It will be very, very difficult. But I feel really good about where we are, and we're going to go see what the heck happens.
All right, Will, you know how we roll when we have great guests like you. We love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
Will the Charlotte-Tennessee game be rescheduled and played within the next 3 or 4 years?
No.
I was flipping channels last night between Waterboy and Draft Day. Which one of those two do you give the most time?
Draft Day.
What is the biggest concern area on the 49ers football team?
Depth.
You're 5-0 during game week in the regular season when you make a game week appearance on Press Row. Are we going to get to 6-0?
Hell yeah.
Atta baby!
Will, thanks as always. This is great getting you on game week. And like I said, Jay, I texted Will and I said, unfortunately, our Friday deal, we've got an early Braves game. So right. It like knocks out the whole back half of our show when we love having Will. But listen, you are great to adjust. Thank you so much for that. I know you're just out of a team meeting, coaches meeting, and always love having you here on Press Row. Hey, best of luck Saturday. That's a beautiful place to play, but go pull the upset.
Appreciate it, guys. Good to talk to you. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds great. Will Healy, the coach of the Charlotte 49ers. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.